Car makers usually roll out their new models in September and October, but the Ford Motor Company is introducing its new 2002 Explorer this month. Ford engineers have fine-tuned the Explorer to avoid the quality problems that have plagued the company, especially the lawsuits related to Firestone tire failures on Ford SUVs. Paul Eisenstein is publisher of the internet magazine TheCarConnection.com. He says Ford's method of dealing with the Firestone fiasco has salvaged its public image.
It basically shifted most of the blame over to Firestone and really seems to have come out fairly clean in the public's mind. It also did something costly but probably smart in the long run. It really gave in and handed out a lot of money with people who had some big lawsuits against the company to settle some things that could have been dragged out in court and built up a lot of negative publicity.
Has Ford made the Explorer itself safer?
Well, they would probably argue that the old one was pretty safe to begin with, but there's no question that the design of the new Explorer is a lot better. The center of gravity, which basically affects how stable it is on the road, is lower. The vehicle's a little bit wider. Everybody who's driven it says it's a much more car-like vehicle, and that translates into a lot more stable under normal driving conditions. The reality is, these may be designed supposedly for off-road, but people need to drive them on-road. That's where they're used most.
What are Ford's advertising plans?
They're going to be pretty aggressive with this thing. They're going to be doing a flurry of network and local advertising. They'll be doing a lot of things on the internet. They'll be trying to get the message across about this vehicle every way they can. Remember, this is their single most important vehicle. It's a huge profit center for them. It accounts for roughly, 20% of their profits each year. So they have to keep this vehicle as a bestseller or they're in serious trouble.
Why has the release of the Explorer been delayed?
Well, Ford has had some serious quality problems that they've had to deal with. They launched a car-based sport ute called the Escape last year, and that thing was faced with 5 recalls in just the first couple months on the road. Virtually every one of their launches last year had quality problems, and even some existing vehicles had quality problems.
If Ford has such serious problems with quality control, shouldn't the buyer be wary?
Well, if I was a buyer, I would obviously be a little bit concerned. The positive sign is that they have not rushed the Explorer to market, though they probably could have done very well getting it out early. They just did not want to take the chance that they were going to kill off this golden goose by putting it on the road and then getting saddled with a couple of recalls. That would have been a real bad problem. They had to make sure that the Explorer launch was going to be as perfect as possible.
You see a move to smaller cars?
Well, we're seeing a slowdown in big SUV sales in recent months, and that seems to be suggesting that perhaps consumers are getting a little bit tired of at least the biggest of the SUVs. There's a growing market for these crossover vehicles, car-based sport utes, and vehicles that simply don't fit any category. Chrysler PT Cruiser is a good example. My own gut, I think we're going to start seeing a little bit of a move away from the big sport utes to these hybrids, these things that are just hard to quantify and categorize.
Paul Eisenstein is publisher of TheCarConnection.com.